China and its economic reforms are the subject of this next story. Throughout that country, over the last 30 years, the model for climbing the economic ladder has been the same. Peasants leave their homes and head to the cities, where they work in Dickensian factories for low wages. Now, some rural entrepreneurs are taking advantage of the lower rural cost to set up factories in the countryside. Here's NPR's Rob Gifford.
Things are changing fast in China, but it's still unusual for a farmer to have a brand new iPhone 4. But here, sitting in his sunny but cold office in a tiny village in rural Jiangsu province, is 28-year-old Sun Han, chatting away on his beloved new gadget. Just 5 years ago, Sun was one of the army of migrants following the well-beaten path from countryside to city. He worked in a factory and also as a security guard in Shanghai. But one day, as he was thinking about how he could improve his life a little faster, he had a light bulb moment.
I went to the local IKEA store and thought, I could probably make furniture that good. IKEA's prices are quite high. We have low costs in the countryside, and so we can sell similar quality furniture for 50% cheaper. And that's what we've been doing.
Sun established his factory, and now the printer in his office churns out orders as he speaks, from all over China, even from abroad. Starting with cheap shelving, before moving up to beds and tables and chairs, his success was all achieved without even having his own website. It was all done on China's most popular online marketplace, Taobao.com, where you can literally buy and sell anything.
Most of our sales are from the internet, especially through Taobao. I'd say about 70% of our sales are from there. If there were no internet, we'd never make this kind of money. Without the internet, we wouldn't be able to do this at all.
Sun's company now has sales of roughly $1 million a year, he says. Not bad for 5 years' work by the son of a peasant farmer. Sun says he has 400 people from the surrounding area working in his furniture business, never mind the logistics and shipping companies that have sprung up locally to deliver his furniture from the workshop here to every corner of China. With woodcutting machines all around, one of the local Communist Party leaders, whose family name, like almost everyone in the village, is also Sun, gives a tour of the factory. He's deeply involved with the new business here. We officials have to lead the way in getting rich, he grins.
You don't need to leave home and head to the cities anymore. You can make good money here in the countryside. In the past, everyone left our village, and there were no young people here at all. Now you can earn nearly $300 a month in the factory, and our young people are returning from the cities to work here.
And not only are they working in the various factories and workshops in the village, some are also skipping a step in the evolutionary employment ladder. Local youngsters from rural homes with often no more than a junior high school education are being taught to use computers. 21-year-old Miss Ye is answering questions online from buyers all over China. This is her first real job, she says, and she's paid the princely sum of $200 a month to do it, a fortune in rural China, where farmers have traditionally made little more than that in a year growing rice. And when she saved some money, Party Chief Sun says he knows where she's going to want to live. He takes visitors to a housing development on the edge of the village that looks remarkably like an urban housing development in Shanghai or another city. Now people can live here just like they live in the city, he says, but it's 10 times cheaper to buy a modern house. He gives a tour of the housing development with its little store and playground and basketball court, and attached to each new house a garage. Rural society's developing, he says, so of course everyone's going to want a car. Next week, he adds, the central government in Beijing is sending an inspection team here to look at how we do things, to try to encourage others in rural China to do the same. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Jiangsu Province, Eastern China.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.